Now, what about Facebook? How does it last? Why is it so attractive? Let's talk about social pandering. Social pandering and the reciprocity rule. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Now, I'm going to share with you a psychological principle of human behavior called the reciprocity rule. So in other words, if you help me, I'll help you. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You let me borrow your, you know, car when my car is broken or whatever, and I'll let you borrow my car. You know, favors. That's, people have been doing this forever, yeah? That's how human relationships can function, because you can gain trust from people, right? So this is a hidden rule that most people don't know about, don't think about, that turns nonsense into addiction. So social media content, let's be frank, what is it? What is all this stuff that we're trying to immortalize, all this great information? What is it? Content on Facebook, it's mostly drivel, yeah, nonsense. And if you turned the average social media feed into a TV show, complete with pictures of breakfast and random updates and half-baked opinions, how many people would watch that show instead of watching a Hollywood movie, for example? Yeah, Facebook is actually inherently pretty boring, and social media is basically full of nonsense and gossip. What is it? It's gossip and nonsense and trivia. How is it that somehow it seems important and addictive? Right? How is that? How is it so addictive to see silly nonsense? Because most of it is silly nonsense. No one would watch a movie like that. No one would tune in for the 9 o'clock, you know, sort of latest updates of what people had for lunch. They're not going to happen. Why would no one bother watching that? Because social media is thin. It has no real value. It's like a watered down drink that's been padded with so many fillers. It's undrinkable, right? But social media doesn't work like other forms of content that require real value and build a real readership, yeah? So on social media, the content, the kind of random nonsense that's on there, isn't the value, funnily enough. Because normally, if you sell a book, the content of the book has to be interesting enough to people for them to buy it, right? Social media, it's not really the content that's the value. The real value is the compulsion to live up to our innate human drive to reciprocate, right? What does that mean? What pulls us into it is that if someone likes your post, you feel compelled to like their post. This works in the same way that, for example, if I send you a Christmas card or a birthday card, you will probably feel compelled to reciprocate and send one back. Yeah, and there's been studies done on this where you can send random cards to people, Christmas cards. They did studies. Someone would send a list of like hundreds of cards to random people they don't know. You know, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from so-and-so. And apparently 80% of the people got a card back, even though they don't know the people. Yeah. So I could, if I got a list of people's names and addresses, right, and I sent out 1,000 cards, I would probably get 800 cards back from strangers. Yeah. Because they're like, I don't know who this person is, but because they sent a card, we'll send them one back. Maybe we just forgot them, right? If someone buys you a drink, or invites you over for dinner, you're probably going to be feel compelled to return the gesture and give it back to them. So this is the good old give and take. Now, social media, it takes on a new form. If you like my post, I'm likely to be compelled to like yours. And Facebook's algorithms also support this by showing you more posts after you've liked someone and engaged with them than before. So if you click on someone's post and say that was awesome, they show you more of it. And if they click on your post, Facebook shows the other person more of your posts, right? So that it's built into the system. So what happens is we go on liking each other's often pointless and valueless posts, let's be honest, as a way of scratching each other's backs and not really hurting anyone's feelings. Because if someone doesn't like your thing, what does that mean? Yeah, so there's a whole etiquette here. If someone likes one of your posts but doesn't like the other ones, what does that mean? Does that implicitly mean they don't like your other posts? You know, people think about this sort of stuff and get all caught up in it. So it's not the content. It's not, you're not saying this is awesome, I'm going to click on it because it's awesome. It's actually a more basic give and take. Now, you might say to yourself, well, I never do that. I only click on things that are genuinely good. Well, you might think that's the case, and perhaps you do that to some degree. But really, if someone likes you, you're going to be compelled to like them in most cases. However, the fact that you're listening to this means that you're probably a much deeper thinker and you may have already figured a lot of this stuff out on some level. But most people, this is not something they've ever thought about. So they're just clicking like, and because that person liked them, they like them back. It's the same thing with following. If you follow someone, the systems in different social media says follow them back. You follow me, I'll follow you. I've even seen people send messages to me on social media that says, if you follow me, I'll follow you. And if you post for me, I'll post for you. If you share my thing, I'll share your thing. Actually, literally mentioning it as, could you do this for me and I'll do this thing for you. So what happens is, instead of creating value, we create a bunch of nonsense that is being shared and getting followers and getting likes, getting clicks on the basis of the reciprocity rule, not on the basis of actual value. And I've noticed that there are many people who I've never liked anything they've shared. And guess what happens? They've never liked anything I've shared either. And at other times, I've liked something that someone shared once in a while because I actually did happen to think he was cool. And then guess what happened? Shortly afterwards, they liked something I did. Do you know what I mean? It's not that all of a sudden I was doing better stuff or different stuff than before. It's the same sort of stuff, except that the reciprocity rule kicks in. If you say happy birthday to someone, they say happy birthday to you. So in other words, the reason this social media is blowing up is not because it's quality information and valuable stuff that we need to know about. It's because we're all pandering to each other's egos and making sure that no one gets upset. If you like theirs, they like yours and this and that. And it just goes round and round and round, more and more silly nonsense. And in case you're wondering, you know, do I really think it's all 100% silly nonsense? Well, no, it's probably 98%, 99, maybe 99.5% silly nonsense. But there is, of course, the occasional gem and jewel posted. But on the whole, it's unnecessary silly things that have no innate value. And we certainly wouldn't buy a book on it. And we certainly wouldn't pay attention to it if you excluded the reciprocity rule. No pain, no gain. An interesting feature in social media, because remember again, these are big corporate companies that are basically we are the product and they're selling our compliance to big companies, right? No pain, no gain. If you don't invest time and money and energy into social media, you won't get your little dopamine kick. So what do we get? We get the drug of dopamine. We get a fake sense of connection. We get a little kind of infatuation. We get a little tittle-tattle entertainment, right? But if we don't invest time and energy into it, we don't get our little dopamine kick. If we don't engage on social media, we won't get any response. So these social media companies, they know, they want us to be addictive, and they basically punish us and reward us for our compliance. So if you simply check your account now and again and hope that you receive some new ranking and some fake love from people, the chances are you'll come up short of dopamine, right? I have I've tried this where I just don't post anything and I don't engage in any way, and you go on there and there's nothing going on. You only get the kind of social media kick when you engage, when you post photographs and when you post things that you think other people will want. So in other words, if you don't play the game that they want you to play, they don't play the game back to you. If you don't work their system, you don't get anything back in return. You can't just log on and get all the kicks. You have to put some time and energy in. No pain, no gain. So if you don't work for the companies and use their services to share valuable data with them for free, they will not give you your prized rankings and dopamine in return. But if you do use them, then they have various different ways of giving back to you the things that are addictive. And how does this work? Facebook and social media in general is, in essence, an online casino. How is it a casino? Well, a casino, yeah, I've been to Las Vegas and stayed there on the way back from somewhere else, and I wanted to check it out. Went to see the O Show, which was fantastic, actually. Cirque du Soleil. And, you know, got to check out the casinos. And so casinos are designed specifically and very cleverly to provide thrills and the possibility of getting money and prizes. And they're highly addictive. And in a casino, you pay with money to get the thrill, which is dopamine and adrenaline kick. And you also have the possibility of winning money or prizes, right? So there's two things you get. One is the thrill of it, the dopamine, the adrenaline, the sense that you might win something. And the other is that you might actually win some stuff. Now with Facebook, you also get thrills because you don't know what you're going to get. And you also win prizes. And so the platforms, these platforms with all these different things, different notifications and different situations, people can poke you and do this and that. All these different things that they have embedded into their technology are basically thrills and prizes. And the price to enter is not money, but what is it? It's your time, energy, and personal data. So Facebook isn't free. You have to give time, money, and personal data that can then be sold to companies. So you're paying with your attention and with your time. And so what are the thrills that you get? Well, by seeing notifications and messages and videos and alerts, they're all designed to mimic that of a casino. Yeah, they have studied casinos and they design it to be like a casino with all the bells and with the whistles. So if you've ever been in a casino, you've probably noticed there's loads of things going on everywhere. It's really intense. If you haven't used Facebook for a while and social media and then you go back, it has the same sorts of things as a casino, except it's online. It's not quite as big and loud because it's on a screen, but it is designed to have the same sort of effect. And the prizes you get, instead of money, what are the prizes? The prizes are likes, the prizes are comments, shares, and views. Likes, comments, shares, and views, and other things like that. Yeah, that's what you win as a prize. You can also win special birthday messages. That's a prize. You can see gossip and feel better than others who are not doing as well. And you can get attention and energy from other people. So these are all prizes. So the Facebook prizes are less tangible than casinos, but nonetheless just as meaningful to us because they know how our psychology works. So just as feeling loved and feeling safe is an essential human need, and yet it can be fairly intangible and may not cost any money or experience, Facebook offers many countless intangible prizes to titillate its users and keep them coming back to their online casino for more and more and more and more. Because let's be honest, if they didn't give us these little prizes, no one would bother using it. So just like any addiction, you need more and more and more to get the same kick as you did in a smaller dose. And in the same way, the Facebook is designed to keep you coming back for more because you need more of the kick to get the same amount that you got before.